Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Ram Goldar and today Maseches Zvachim Daf Ein Dal, the eighth parak Kol Zvachim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav said, "Tabash avodas kol chabmishnis arba b'meya t'baos." If a ring used for avodah zorah and asbahana became mixed with 100 permitted rings, one of which fell into the Mediterranean Sea, they all become permitted. D'amrin hach d'nafainu d'isura, because we say that this ring which fell in is a forbidden one. Since the forbidden ring was only not batal on a drabban, we rule leniently and assume the forbidden ring was destroyed. This ruling is challenged from our Mishnah, which states that if one prohibited animal was mixed with 1,000 karbanas, they must all die. But according to Rav, as soon as one dies, we should assume the forbidden animal died and the rest should be permitted. The Gemara answers that Rav is following Rabbi Eliezer, who said that if a blemished carbon became mixed with vowed ones, and the head of one carbon was offered on the Mizbeach, the rest of the heads may be offered because we assume the blemished one was already brought. The Gemara adds that since Rabbi Eliezer himself only permits bringing two heads at a time, since one of them is certainly unblemished, Rav's ruling also means to sell two rings at a time. Point number two, Rav said that if a ring of Avodah Zorah became mixed into 100 rings and 40 of them fell into another group, they do not prohibit the second group. We presume the forbidden ring remained among the other 60, and once these 40 fell into a second group, a ring taken from the mixture is a sfeik sfeika, a double doubt, meaning if it came from the original group of 40 and if that group contained the forbidden ring. If the other 60 fell into another group, they do prohibit it since we assume the ring is among them. Leave idolatry from ruling leniently. Because its doubt and double doubt are forbidden forever. The word challenges Shmuel from a brace which permits sfeik sfeika regarding avodah zorah and answers it is malchokas tanai because Rabbi Yehuda said that rimoni badan, which are never batal in a mixture, are forbidden even with a sfeik sfeika. The Gemara notes that Rabbi Yehuda himself rules stringently by all prohibitions and Shmuel only follows him regarding avodah zorah. And point number three, Boaz said that if one barrel of truma fell into 100 barrels of chulin, the barrels were sealed and so the truma was not batal, poseach echum mehen, one may open one of them, but not to mena kadei dimua b'shosa and remove its percentage of mixed truma, and the rest of the barrel is permitted. Rav Nachman said, gamav shasei kachazeni hacha, I see here one who gulps and drinks. He may not open a barrel outright in order to nullify it. Rather say, niftecha achatz mehen, if one of them was open, incidentally, one may then remove its percentage of truma, and the rest of the barrel is permitted. In a similar case, Rabbi Shai said that if a sealed barrel of truma wine was mixed into 150 chulin barrels, and 100 of them were open incidentally, he may remove the truma percentage from the open barrels and drink the remainder. Still, the 50 sealed barrels remain prohibited until they're open because we do not say Isur Baruba Ise. The prohibition is presumably in the majority of already open barrels. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav said, "Tabasha avodas kol chabmishnis arba b'meyot tabaos." If a ring used for avodah zorah and asbahanah became mixed with 100 permitted rings, one of which fell into the Mediterranean Sea, they all become permitted. D'amrin hach d'nafahini d'isura, because we say this ring which fell in is a forbidden one. Since the forbidden ring was only not batal on a drabban, we rule leniently and assume the forbidden ring was destroyed. This ruling is challenged from our Mishnah, which states that if one prohibited animal was mixed with 1,000 karbanas, they must all die. But according to Rav, as soon as one dies, we should assume the forbidden animal died and the rest should be permitted. The Gemara answers that Rav is following Rabbi Eliezer, who said that if a blemished carbon became mixed with vowed ones, and the head of one carbon was offered on the Mizbeach, the rest of the heads may be offered because we assume the blemished one was already brought. The Gemara adds that since Rabbi Eliezer himself only permits bringing two heads at a time, since one of them is certainly unblemished, Rav's ruling also means to sell two rings at a time. Point number two, Rav said that if a ring of avodah zorah became mixed into 100 rings and 40 of them fell into another group, they do not prohibit the second group. We presume the forbidden ring remained among the other 60, and once these 40 fell into a second group, a ring taken from the mixture is a sfeik sfeika, a double doubt, meaning if it came from the original group of 40 and if that group contained the forbidden ring. If the other 60 fell into another group, they do prohibit it since we assume the ring is among them. Leave idolatry from ruling leniently. Because its doubt and double doubt are forbidden forever. The Gemara challenges Shmuel from a brisa which permits Sveik Sveika regarding Avodah Zorah, and answers it is Malchokas Tanai because Rabbi Yehuda said that Rimoni Badan, which are never batan on a mixture, are forbidden even with a Sveik Sveika. The Gemara notes that Rabbi Yehuda himself rules stringently by all prohibitions, and Shmuel only follows him regarding Avodah Zorah. And point number three, Boaz said that if one barrel of truma fell into 100 barrels of chulin, the barrels were sealed, and so the truma was not batal, poseach echon mehen, one may open one of them, but not to mena kadei dimu of a shosa, and remove its percentage of mixed truma, and the rest of the barrel is permitted. Rav Nachman said, I see here one who gulps and drinks. He may not open a barrel outright in order to nullify it. Rather say, niftecha achatz mehen. If one of them was open, incidentally, one may then remove its percentage of truma, and the rest of the barrel is permitted. In a similar case, Rabbi Shai said that if a sealed barrel of truma wine was mixed into 150 chulin barrels, and 100 of them were open incidentally, he may remove the truma percentage from the open barrels and drink the remainder. Still, the 50 sealed barrels remain prohibited until they're open because we do not say Isur Baruba Ise. The prohibition is presumably in the majority of already open barrels. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Ein Dalet, and our standard Siman is an aid, a witness. A witness, so here goes. While one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zorah ring in it, and a second witness saw someone pour 40 rings from a 100-ring bucket that included an Avodah Zorah ring into a second bucket of rings, a security camera got footage of the man who removed a percentage of truma from a barrel that was part of the 100 barrels of chulin wine that one barrel of truma fell into. Once again, slow motion. While one witness, that must be more daf ein dalet, aid. While one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zorah ring in it, which reminds us, Rav said to Bashal Avodah Kochavim, Shinzarva B'meah Taba'os, if a ring used for Avodah Zorah and Asur B'Hana'ah became mixed with 100 permitted rings, one of which fell into the Mediterranean Sea, they all become permitted because we say that this ring which fell in is the forbidden one. Since the forbidden ring was only not batal on a Drabanan level, we rule leniently and assume the forbidden ring was destroyed. So while one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zorah ring in it, and a second witness saw someone pour 40 rings from a 100-ring bucket that included an Avodah Zorah ring into a second bucket of rings, which reminds us, Rav said that if a ring of Avodah Zorah became mixed into 100 rings and 40 of them fell into another group, they do not prohibit the second group. We presume the forbidden ring remained among the other 60, and once these 40 fell into a second group, a ring taken from the mixture is sveik sveika, a double doubt, meaning if it came from the original group of 40, and if that group contained the forbidden ring. If the other 60 fell into another group, they do prohibit it, since we assume the ring is among them. So, while one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zorah ring in it, and a second witness saw someone pour 40 rings from a 100-ring bucket that included an Avodah Zorah ring into a second bucket of rings, a security camera got footage of the man who removed a percentage of truma from a barrel that was part of the 100 barrels of chulin wine that one barrel of truma fell into, which reminds us, if one barrel of truma fell into 100 barrels of chulin, in this case the barrels were sealed, and so the truma was not batal, if one of them was open incidentally, one may then remove its percentage of truma, and the rest of the barrel is permitted. So once again, while one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zorah ring in it, and a second witness saw someone pour 40 rings from a 100-ring bucket that included an Avodah Zorah ring into a second bucket of rings, a security camera got footage of the man who removed a percentage of truma from a barrel that was part of the 100 barrels of chulin wine that one barrel of truma fell into. All right, so now it's time for a four blowback Hazara. Daf Ein. So the Simmer Daf Ein is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must be more Daf Ein. The eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of chalev with the Isser of Nevela and Trefa written on them, which reminds us we learned that the prohibitions of Nevela and Trefa take effect on chalev. The Torah needed to write both Nevela and Trefa because if the Torah had only written that Nevela takes effect on chalev, one might think that's Mishum de Matanya because it's Matame and therefore stringent. But the Trefa prohibition, which is not Matame, would not take effect on chalev. Had the Torah only written Trefa takes effect on chalev, one might think that it's Mishum de Isur Mechayim because its prohibition applies even while the animal is alive, but Nevela does not. Therefore, the Torah wrote that both take effect on Chalev. So the eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of chelev with the Isser of Nevela and Trefa written on them tested eye-hand coordination by having his patients do pretend Malika on a rubber chicken that squawked Tahor, which reminds us Reb Meir taught that Malika even prevents tuma of a bird which is a Trefa. Rabbi Yochanan says Reb Meir only considered them Tahor if they were Tamimin, they were unblemished, but regarding Bali Mumin, he agrees that they are Matame as Nevela. Blazer disagrees and says Reb Meir would even consider Bali Mumin Tahor when killed with Malika. Rabbi said that Rabbi Blazer went further and said that even regarding Avazi Matarna Golim, geese and chickens, which are not valid species for Karbanis at all, Reb Meir would still rule them Tahor when killed with Malika. So the eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of chelev with the Isser of Nevela and Trefa written on them tested eye-hand coordination by having his patients do pretend Malika on a rubber chicken that squawked Tahor and had a fun Egla Rufa toy that kids in the waiting room could do a Rifa on that mooed Tahor, which reminds us we learned that an Egla Rufa is Tahor when killed through a Rifa. Ayin Aleph, so the Siman Daf Ayin Aleph is a donkey going E-ah. So here goes. The donkey cried, E-ah, donkey crying, E-ah. That must be warned off, Ayin Aleph. The donkey cried, E-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatzah Shemesu Ba'alea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, which reminds us. The eighth parak begins, Kol Zvachim Shinis Arvu B'Chatos HaMesos, all karbanos which became mixed with chatos, which are left to die. For example, his owner died, or Shor Niskal, a cow condemned to stoning, which are forbidden in benefit. Afil Achaz Baribo, even if one prohibited animal was mixed in 10,000 karbanos, Yemusu Kulan, they are all left to die. So the donkey cried, E-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatas Shemesu Ba'alea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the Chun cows, who got a Kachin cow mixed in with them, would not be killed, but sold for Karbanas, which reminds us, the mission continues, if Karbanas became mixed with unblemished Chun animals, the Chun animals are sold to those requiring the same type of carbon. So the donkey cried, E-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatzah Shemesu Ba'alea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the Chun cows, who got a Kachim cow mixed in with them, would not be killed but sold for Karbanas. While the donkey driver was busy trying to figure out why two Mishnayos were needed to teach that prohibited animals are never nullified, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that a Mishnah and Timur already taught this law, called Asurin Legabi Mizbeach Ois Mekoshen. All that are prohibited for sacrifice on the Mizbeach prohibit any group into which they are mixed with any amount and are never nullified. For example, a Roveh or a Nirba. Rav Shimi answers the Mishnah and Timur only teaches that about animals which all become prohibited Legvoa for the Mikdash's use as Karbanas, but are all permitted in benefit. And our Mishnah adds that animals forbidden in benefit prohibit the entire group Lehedyot for common use. Dafayim Beis. So the Siman Dafayim Beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. Well, one Talmud received a thick piece of cake. Thick piece of cake? That must mean we're on Dafayim Beis of. Well, one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of Vinibatu Baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with a majority of permitted animals. Which reminds us, Mishnah taught that animals that are Asubahana, or disqualified as Karbanas, prohibit even 1,000 animals into which they are mixed. The Gemara asks Vinibatu Baruba, but let them become nullified by the majority of permitted animals. So, while one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of Vinibatu Baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it Eshed Darkoli Manos or Koshed Darkoli Manos? When it comes to Bittul, which reminds us, Rebbe Meir would express his opinion, Koshed Darkoli Manos Mekadesh, anything which is usually counted out and sold by number, prohibits the entire mixture if a single item is Kalayim. Amram debated the correct text of this statement. Rabbi Yochanan says, Eshed Darkoli Manos Sheninu. We are taught the Mishnah's text that only something exclusively counted out and sold by number cannot be batal. But items which are occasionally sold without being counted are batal. Reish Lakish says, Kol Eshed Darkoli Manos Sheninu. We were taught the Mishnah's text that anything usually counted out and sold by number cannot be batal. So, while one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of Vinibatu Baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it Eshed Darkoli Manos or Koshed Darkoli Manos when it comes to Bittul? The rest of the kids had to settle for perch nuts and beaten cabbage stalks, which are three of the six items that are never Bittul, which reminds us, the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Meir and say, Eina Mekadesh El Shishadvarim Bilvad, Only 6 items prohibit an entire mixture and are never batel. And Rabbi Akiva says 7 items. The 6 items, which are large, valuable, and significant among their species, are perch nuts, button pomegranates, sealed barrels of wine, beet stalks, cabbage stalks, and a Greek gourd. Rabbi Akiva adds kikro shel ba'al bais, homemade loaves of bread. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the symbol Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When it was ruled that the truma of figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg, that must be more in Daf Ayin Gimel. When it was ruled that the truma of figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed up with other eggs was not batel because it is sometimes counted, which reminds us, Rav Papa answers that our Mishnah, which holds that a disqualified animal is not batel in any mixture of animals, is a tana of litra katzios, a litra of dried figs, who holds kol davar sheyesh bo minyan, any item which is even occasionally sold by number is never batel, even for an iser d'rabban such as truma of dried figs. So, when it was ruled that the truma of figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed in with other eggs was not batel because it is sometimes counted, the owner angrily threw some eggs at the herd that had forbidden kachim mixed in to get them running out of their kvias to make them parish, meruba, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that although the disqualified animals are not nullified in the mixture, let us force the animals to move so they'll leave their place, the name of called the parish, meruba parish, and then we can then say whatever separates from a mixture presumably separated from the majority and is permitted, allowing us to sacrifice each animal individually. Rava eventually answers Mishim Kavua. We do not allow permitting the animals with this method because of a concern that one may mistakenly take an animal from its fixed place where we do not follow the majority. So when it was ruled that the truma of figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed up with other eggs was not batel because it is sometimes counted, the owner angrily threw some eggs at the herd that had forbidden kachim mixed in to get them running out of their kavias to make them parish meruba, while his friend the Kohen had to make himself an egg to eat because he wasn't allowed to eat from the kachim brought from the forbidden mixture, which reminds us, Rava said, Hash Dami Rabbanu Nakriv, now that the rabbis have said we may not offer any animals from this mixture containing disqualified animals, Inakriv Umaratze, if we do offer them, they do not achieve acceptance and the carbon is invalid. Rava follows the Tanu who holds Balachim Nidchin. Living creatures can become permanently rejected from being sacrificed if at any point they could not be sacrificed. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf to discuss the Mishnah Kingdom discussing the two poor women who gave birth and jointly bought a pair of birds for their remaining obligation, and then the Kohen messed up? That's on daf? Samach Zion. Good. Number 2. Which daf to discuss dried figs of truma pressed into the top of one eagle among many? That's on daf? Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss which improper in killings of bird karbonos are not mitame as a nevela, for example, shechting with the left hand or at night? That's on daf? Samaches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what the din is when one sealed truma barrel got mixed into 100 barrels of chulin wine and one was open? That's on daf? Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you suggest that in a case of a forbidden animal in a mixture, that we should force the animals to move so they'll leave their place, the name of Kol Deparish Meruba Parish, and then we can say whatever separates from a mixture presumably separated from the majority and is permitted? That's on daf? And is permitted? That's on daf? Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you learn that if a ring of Avodah Zorah became mixed into 100 rings and 40 of them fell into another group, they do not prohibit the second group? That's on daf? Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss if Malika is Matahir Bali Mumin and even geese and chickens? That's on daf? Ayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss a case where a ring of Avodah Zorah became mixed with other rings and then one fell into the sea? That's on daf? Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which daf, when the karbonos become mixed with unblemished chulin animals, the chulin animals are sold to those requiring the same type of carbon? That's on daf? Ayin Olive. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you learn that if one was makriv the mixed animals, they're not maratza? That's on daf? Ayin Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.